理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 15 Little Faithful. For a week, the girls all worked tirelessly. Relieved of their first anxiety about their father, the girls soon relaxed their efforts a little. They did not forget their duties, but hoping and keeping busy seemed to grow easier, and after such great work, they felt they deserved a holiday.Joe caught a bad cold through not wearing a hat outside and was ordered to stay at home till she was better, as Aunt March didn't like to hear people read with colds. Joe liked this and remained on the family sofa reading. Amy discovered that housework and art did not go well together. Meg went daily to care for the King children and sewed, or thought she did, at home,But much time was spent in writing long letters to her mother. Beth continued with her duties, though sometimes finding it very difficult. All the little duties were faithfully done each day, and many of her sisters also, for they were forgetful. When she became upset about missing her mother or fearing for her father, she went away to a certain closet in her mother's room, crying silently to herself.
Meg, I wish you'd go to see the Hummels. You know Mother told us not to forget them, said Beth,
10 days after Mrs. March's departure. After last Christmas, Mrs. March continued to visit the sick woman, Mrs. Hummel, and her children, offering support, and while she was in Washington, the girls had promised to continue the visits.
I'm too tired to go this afternoon, replied Meg.
Can't you, Joe? Asked Beth.
Too cold out with my cold.
I thought you were almost well.
I am almost well, but not healthy enough to go to the Hummels, said Joe, laughing.
Why don't you go yourself? Asked Meg.
I have gone every day, but the baby is sick, and I don't know what to do for it. Mrs. Hummel goes away to work,And the young children take care of it, but it keeps getting sicker and sicker, and I think you or Hannah should go.
Amy will be in soon, so perhaps she will go, suggested Meg. Beth went to do some cleaning, and soon the Hummels were forgotten. An hour passed, and Amy still had not come, and the others were resting. Beth then quietly put on her coat and went out to see the Hummels.It was late when she came back, and no one saw her go upstairs to her mother's closet. Half an hour after, Joe went there for something, and there found Beth, looking rather ill.
My dear, what's the matter? Cried Joe.
You've had scarlet fever, haven't you?
Yes, I had it years ago when Meg did. Why?
Then I'll tell you. Oh, Joe...The baby's dead.
What baby?
Mrs. Hummels. It died in my arms before she got home, cried Beth.
My poor dear, how terrible for you. I should have gone, said Joe.
It wasn't terrible, Joe, only sad. I just sat and held it softly till Mrs. Hummel came with the doctor. He said it had died of scarlet fever.When the doctor came, he told me to go home right away, or I'd get the fever.
No, you won't. Oh, Beth, if you get sick, I could never forgive myself,
she exclaimed.
Now, Beth, she said gently, you've been over to see the baby every day for more than a week, so I'm afraid you are going to have scarlet fever, but I'll call Hannah. She knows all about sickness.
Don't let Amy come.She never had it, said Beth anxiously.
We'll send Amy to Aunt March's. It'll be all right, my dear.
Hannah took charge immediately, telling Joe there was no need to worry. The doctor was called, and Amy was immediately sent to Aunt March's, though she was quite upset at having to leave, but agreed after Lori promised to visit her every day at Aunt March's.
How is the little dear?
asked Lori anxiously.
after persuading Amy to go to Aunt March's. She is lying down on Mother's bed and feels better. The baby's death troubled her, said Meg.
Well, shall I send your mother a telegram to explain?
He asked. That is what troubles me, said Meg. I think we should tell her if Beth is really ill, but Hannah says we shouldn't worry her, as Mother can't leave Father, and knowing Beth is sick will only upset her.
The doctor came, said Beth had the fever, but thought she would recover very soon, though he looked quite troubled after hearing the Hummel story.